Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. At least I read that correctly. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Ray, I'm happy to hear that. Yesterday, also, I was kind of happy to hear this. You tell me if you heard it the same way. When asked about Alex Highsmith coming back and Herbig's playing time and the effect that Highsmith being back will have on that, Mike Tomlin didn't just come out and say Highsmith's getting his job back. Did you hear it the same way, and how do you think those guys will be deployed?
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting answer. I do think the way it's set up this week, and Alex talked to us on Monday, he's not going to be full until Friday if everything goes well.
Okay.
So that really does set him up to be not a backup this week, but to be the number three outside linebacker this week, I think. I think they might be able to do that. I'm not saying he's going to be on a pitch count, but Alex did tell us that the high ankle sprain was lingering a little bit. So we'll see how practice does go, but it's really a nice problem to have. And I think when they do deploy the three outside linebacker package, I think probably you're going to see TJ and Nick on the edges. And then Alex has been in that position where he roams over the centers and the guards, and you know, he could either drop into coverage or he could rush over one of those guys too. So you can't deploy that, you know, every week or every down in a game, but it is a nice package to have when you have three really good players at one position.
Ray, are you worried about this game on Sunday? Do you think Dylan Gabriel can beat the Steelers?
You know, I watched that game against the Vikings, and they punted a lot. They didn't put him in a lot of situations where he could lose the game, and I get that. They have a really good defense, and you know, they keep the score down almost every single week. So they're going to be in a lot of football games just because of that defense. And I think they're going to be careful. They're going to try to run the ball. So, yeah, I don't expect this to be a blowout, but I still think it would be a bad look for the Steelers if they lost this game at home to a team that's coming back, flying back from London, and, you know, sort of playing on a quote-unquote short week due to that travel schedule. So this is a game the Steelers have to find a way to win. That's good. They found ways to win the first month of the season. They got to keep that up against the Browns.
Which of the two games is more dangerous for the Steelers? You just gave your synopsis of the Browns. Well, now Joe Flacco will be leading the Cincinnati Bengals. Which one scares you more if you're Mike Tomlin?
And I forget who tweeted it yesterday, but somebody said the Bengals expect him to come in and learn the playbook and to play this week. So they are probably most definitely going to get Joe Flacco in that Thursday night game. I think for that reason, because it's a short week on the road, the Steelers have traditionally had problems, you know, doing that within the division. That's a tough spot. And listen, I know Joe Flacco did not play well for the Browns early this season. That's why he's no longer the quarterback for them. But the Steelers have a long history with him. He knows how to play against that defense. So that's going to be a tough game as well. So if I had to pick between the two, I mean, listen, I think they should win both games given the state of both rosters. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say the Bengals game just because it's a short week. It's on the road, and then you got Flacco playing quarterback.
Ray, do you expect Pat Freiermuth to get more involved this week? And also, do you sense any frustration from Pat Freiermuth of the lack of snaps?
Yeah, I mean, Pat's saying all the right things, Doran, but I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you're not playing, you're going to be frustrated. You might not say it to the media, but think deep down, yeah, he wants to be a part of things. I mean, this is a 3-1 football team, and you know he was expected to be a big part of it, and he's not right now. So, you know, Mike touched on it yesterday. When they play big people, they like to have Darnell Washington play a lot, and they really like Spencer Anderson in that role against the Vikings. And you know, the Browns have some big people too to block on the edges. So I would not be surprised if this again is another week where his snaps are limited. I always go back to this. You know, you're paying these guys big money to be a big part of your offense, and you know if you do this a second week in a row, it's gonna kind of be telling on, you know, what direction this offense is going to go the rest of the season. So I get it that, you know, Mike said he's always done this, but you guys know this. Pat was never down around 15 snaps. He might have been 25 or 30, but he was never that low. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but whatever it is, it's not a great development for Pat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Roman Wilson, this would be, you would think, his opportunity, Ray, as Calvin Austin, not expected to play, although Mike Tomlin did leave the light on for him. Do you think we will see an increased snap count for Roman Wilson? And if so, what do you expect out of the second-year guy?
Yeah, I think we'll see it go up a little bit, but there's a big trust factor between the coaching staff and Aaron Rodgers and Scotty Miller. So I would expect Scotty Miller to maybe get a little bit more run this week. We all saw what Scotty did in the preseason. I mean, he's very reliable. You know, you ask him to run a route, he's going to run a route. He's going to be in the right place. And I'm not saying Roman Wilson isn't going to be that guy, but, you know, I go back to what Zach Azani, the receivers coach, told us last week. They're still learning about Roman Wilson and how to utilize him within the offense. So they're not going to ignore him. Obviously, there's a lot of snaps to make up for with Calvin Austin's absence. But if you're asking me who's going to play more against the Browns, I would lean Scotty more, and then I think Roman Wilson will pick up some after that.
Right. How do you think Joey Porter Jr. is going to do? This is basically, well, he played a little bit in the first game of the year, but this is going to be basically his outing of the 2025 season. And, You know, he's going into his third year, second round pick, obviously. How do you think that he's going to fare being in that bunch of, you know, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and being that number one corner to develop into? How do you think he's going to do this game?
Well, the good news is he's like close to 100%. He wanted to play against the Vikings, and Mike Tomlin wanted to hold him out because you had that extra week of rest with the bye. So he should be back to where he was, pre-injury. So that's great. They really need him to step up here because you mentioned all the, you know, the stars in that secondary, Jalen, and those other guys. Jalen's not going to play this week. So they need Joey Porter to not only step in, but they need to step in and play at a high level. So, this is a big year for Joey. You know, he doesn't have the fifth-year option, of course, because he's a second-round pick, but they got to make up their mind about him. And, I know there's a lot of belief within that building that he is going to, you know, rise up and be one of those guys, but he hasn't done it yet. So, injured early in that first game against the Jets, and now here we are in October, another big opportunity for Joey to show the coaches that, he is going to be that guy in the future.
Mike Tomlin, 14-4 in his career coming off of a bye. They do the deep dive. They do the self-scout. What do you think were their top couple of priorities? What do you think they need to turn around here for the final stretch run, which, 13 weeks here after the bye?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he talked a little bit about it yesterday. I think possession down defense, they were better against the Vikings there, but they were not good on third and fourth downs in the first three games of the season.
So, horrendous against the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. And he was talking yesterday just about looking around the NFL and, you know, how often teams are going for it on fourth down. Now, and there's a little bit of an adjustment now. Like, if you're Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, when it's third and five and you're, like, anywhere near midfield, you almost have to expect sometimes, depending on the opponent, that, and Stefanski's one of these guys, you almost have to expect, okay, we're going to be happy getting 3 or 4 yards. We're going to get in fourth and one. Maybe we're going to put some pressure on the defense. Maybe we have a couple of special plays that we think are going to work in those situations. So that's really changed football over the last couple of years. You know, the Eagles were at the forefront of this, but a lot of other teams have had success in those short yardage situations. So that was one thing that Mike kind of focused on yesterday. And I think that's going to be big for this defense. Listen, we see that the pressure rate and the sacks are back. The turnovers have been back the last couple of weeks. The last thing to kind of rise up and be that dominant defense that we thought they were going to be is getting off the field. So if they could start getting off the field, you know, this defense has a chance to still do some really good things. You know, I was looking at one interesting stat. You know, the Browns are number two in the league in total defense. I think they're giving up like 247 yards per game. The Steelers are like 28th, giving up like 382 or something like that. Yet the Steelers, on average, have given up fewer points per game. I think it's like 24.5 points compared to 24.6. So, you know, their points are down. You know, they're still giving up that big yardage, but they're still finding ways to win football games and to keep the points down. So that's obvious, but obviously been a good development for that defense.
Turnovers, the great equalizer. Also, yeah. Queen Latifah, the equalizer. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate your time as always. Actually, real quick, will the Steelers be 5-1?
Yeah, I'm gonna say they get the job done. They put themselves in great position, and let's see if they can finish it off this time around.
Ray, you're a wonderful human. Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.